This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for the teaching that we receive, obeying the Word of God. And I'm thanking God I obey God's commandments. My soul is saved from sin. And truly, I've been called out of darkness into God's marvelous light. The things I used to do, don't do anymore. And it's all because of the teaching of the Word of God. And now I present unto you the pastor of God's Covenant Church, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. To our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're going to get into the scripture. We're going to talk about how God has divided unto his people their living, and it's his living. When we get into that thought, choir's going to sing, Go Back to Moses. Thank God. Choir.
In Jerusalem, at certain times, the Lord spake many things, and those who heard not all believed that he was the one indeed. Though they had the law, their minds were carnal. They asked him, he said, go back to Moses.
Beautiful. Go back to Moses, for he wrote of me. I want our sister Tatum to come forward and give us a poem. Elder Miles will accompany her, and I don't want anybody to feel alarmed because you didn't make mention of that in the opening. that we're going to hear a poem. I prepared myself for that. Well, I believe the scripture said, all these blessings shall overtake thee. You won't have room to receive it. Now open your ears up and you'll have room. Open your heart and don't get it in your mind what you expect this broadcast to bring to you today. But be open. Our sister Tatum, thank God.
Self-denial. Oh Lord, I'm thanking you for all things today, for giving me strength and power to obey. It's not a hard saying when your mind is made up. You can miss having meals with no desire at all to sup. Consecrate my spirit, saturate my soul with love. Rest my mind from worldly possessions. Keep my heart on things above. Don't have no time for envy. Can't afford to covet a lust. Jealousy can be a problem if in flesh you put your trust. Bless my mind to be more mindful of your precious law that's dear. Keep my soul from sleep or slumber, obeying each word in godly fear. I'm so thankful for the strength to obey the fast you sent, believing I'll receive many spiritual blessings, doubting not why it was meant.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank you, Sister Tatum. Elder Miles, beautiful. Maybe some of you out there would like to hear more of these poems. If you would, then drop us a call or a line, note, something. Email us, say, I'm liking those poems. Now, I'd be a little disappointed if you want to hear the music and the poems, but now that message you bring in, I don't want to hear that. It's all about God's word. Deacon Fina, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Church.org. Now our pastor.
Now Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely,
this great nation
is a wise and understanding people. Now I thank God for knowledge. I was happened to be talking with one today. And it just seems like they had no command of the English language. Everything they said, I had to just about say, now you said so and so and so, and I don't know if that's, well, that's not what I meant. Mm-hmm. I said, well, that's the way it sounded to me, that's the way it came across. Well, that's not what I mean. You keep changing what I mean. And I was trying to explain to him, well, your use of the language is off. And this is why the Lord said, let your yea be yea and your nay nay. Be precise. And he gave a quote about the scripture. I said, now that's not the scripture. That's not what it's saying. That's a revised version. I said, what you're talking about in the King James Version says this. He said, well, I have that version. I said, well, that's why I'm commenting, because what you said is a revised version that don't speak that way with King James. He said, you're changing what I said. I said, no, the revised version did, not me. That's their interpretation. I said, but as we went on, I said, I understand. Clearly, he don't have an ear to hear. And a lot of people cannot hear because they don't, besides spiritual knowledge, they don't have an understanding of basic language. And when you don't, there's a problem. But the biggest problem I had with him was this. You can't tell him anything. He's just not one that is open to receive. He just wants to give, and he's a Mr. Know-it-all.
That's
And in the end, I said, okay, I understand what you're saying. I understand this situation. And we left off talking sweet, in a sweet manner. But he don't have an ear to hear. And his problem is he don't want to receive anything. And clearly my position was to impart knowledge. But he's not receptive to anyone. That's bad. Let's go to Luke 15 and 1. Everybody knows the story of the prodigal son. But this message is not about the prodigal son. It's about the prodigal, but not the prodigal son. And even when you talk about the prodigal son, you're talking about male and female. So, but it's not about the prodigal per se, but it is about how God is giving to his people his living, which only means how to live. And there's not many people that know how or what God's living entails. But that's what teaching is all about. And in that teaching, you have some guidelines to keep you in the boundary.
Yes.
And once you get knowledge of the 10 precepts, now you get more understanding about his way and what God means when the Spirit is bringing you knowledge. Another thing about knowledge is if you're not looking for it, you cannot receive it. And if you don't have the Spirit of God, and if you think you have it, you're not going to receive it. If you think you have the Spirit of God, and you're looking to have more knowledge, you make yourself a good candidate to really get the Spirit. Because many feel they have it, and they don't know God, according to what's written. It's not my judgment. According to my understanding, so many churchgoers think they have God and they don't know him. That's why the Lord said, if my people, yes, it's those that are called by his name, if they will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then God said, I will hear. Now, and let you know, it's my people that need to turn and need to seek him. He came to the lost sheep.
Yes.
Those that say they're God's people, but they're lost. They're lost because they don't have knowledge. And why? Because they reject knowledge. So they have their understanding of being in God by those that are not in God, but telling them they're in God. In the end, it's the enemy.
Right.
It's about knowledge.
Yes, it is. God.
Now, assuming that everyone that hears my voice is a churchgoer, let's follow the scripture. Right. Assuming that you are in God. Because I'm not judging you, but I want to stay with the scripture saying.
Yes.
Luke 15 and 11, Deacon Frenny.
11. Likewise, I say unto
Luke,
you.
Luke 15 and 11, Deacon Frenny.
And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to
now
me.
Now again, God only has one son. But In this one son, there's many that are lost. Because this one son is the church that feel they're of God. Because churchgoers feel, I got God. Baptists, Methodists, Catholics, they say, oh, we're God's people. And you got some that are just outright sinners say, but we're all God's people. We all got God in us. That's true, the little G-O-D.
That's right.
And as I was talking to one, he said, there's none good but God. I said, that's not the scripture. That's right. Not the scripture.
Right.
He said, well, that's not a true statement. I said, well, that's not a true statement. That's not scripture.
Right.
The scripture, there's none good but one. Because the Lord our God is one Lord.
Beautiful.
And I said, what it's telling you, if you're not one with God, you're no good. But besides that, everybody else is good and evil. A lot of good people. I say, you're probably a good dad, but you're still evil. Mm-hmm. So you can't say there's none good but God. No, there's a lot of good people out here,
right,
but there's none good but one.
Beautiful.
That's right.
And that's when you're one with God. That means you're good only, and you don't have that evilness in you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
These two sons, 12th verse, the younger
of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living.
Now, again, most times you read that, you're thinking, well, God's going to give me what's mine. Secret is, whatever is ours, it's God's.
Right. That's right.
And God is going to give you his living, what life is, according to God, not according to what you think life is. That's the portion that falls to us. Life in God, his living, what keeps God as he is, his righteousness, that's our portion. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And he divided unto them his living. Let's go to Ephesians 5 and 1.
All right. Yes, Pastor.
Because you got so many thinking, well, my portion is this and my portion is that. If it is, whatever your portion is, it's a part of God's living. If it don't fit in his living, that's not the portion God gave you. God's living is not to walk around in shorts. And you're 101 years old with knobby knees and you look like a leopard. Or you're a teenager. So I can go from one end of the spectrum to the other. And just because you think you are beauty or a queen or one of those, what do you call those guys that rescue and all that? And, you know, oh, I'm a perfect body. Nobody wants to see your body in holiness. That's private.
That's right. Yes,
the Lord didn't go off and dip into a pool, took off his robe.
Now
he says, Peter was a fisherman and he had on his fisher's coat and he was naked. They were amongst men. And they were fishing. And that's another story.
Yes, Pastor.
But Peter didn't come together on the beach with his fisher's coat on and his wife and family, everybody out there naked. That's not the portion God gave us. But this one I was talking to said he was a Christian and he likes to go to the beach, like to swim and wear shorts because he said it was hot. And wear my shorts. That's not the life God divided to us. That's the life he's bringing us from. Reserve.
That's beautiful.
Unto God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
5:1 Ephesians, what did it say?
Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children.
One of the portions God have divided us is a childlike spirit. I know he divided that to us because he said, except you come as a child, you can't even get into the kingdom. You got to have a childlike spirit. That's our portion.
Yes.
And that's what it means to be born again. Born again with a childlike spirit. Spirit. If you don't have it, not going to make it. And God got many ways to get you there. We don't have to go through trials and tests to get you there. We want to just be submissive and have a childlike spirit. When you have a childlike spirit, you owe nobody nothing. And can nobody harm you? You're pleasing God. That's your portion. Forget about how somebody look upon you. I got a childlike, I'm being submissive. Why should your eye be evil because I'm submissive to my brothers and sisters and you're not? That's my portion. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
beautiful. As dear children, what?
Mm-hmm. And walk. And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us.
So we have to walk in love like Christ did. One thing about Christ, whatever he did, he didn't always say, I ain't going to do this. I can't do this. I don't do this. He was led by the Spirit because many things you wouldn't do, you have to realize, well, God willing, I won't do that. If God lead me, I'll do that. You got to be willing to go where God will lead you. And know that when you live for God, God is leading you, not the way of the world or the way how you feel. It's how God is leading. And so the problem about that is when you say, well, I should know how God deals with me. I know how God dealt with me down through the time. Regardless of how God deal with you, you're not being directed by God except you're being directed through a leader.
Right, that's it.
And should leadership come to you personally and direct you, you should be submissive.
Yes.
Now that's the way of God. Many have a problem accepting that because they're not of God. And that's how you know the difference. When you're truly of God, everything you read in the scripture, they all honor the Son as they honor the Father. They all honor that mother. And if you're submissive to leadership, you're going to be submissive to one another. This is how you know the wheat from the tare. This is the portion God gave. When you don't see one with these, which is fruit, you don't see it, by their fruit you know them. How simple is that?
Yes, Pastor.
Walk in love as Christ also. As the Lord came to John, he said, John said, I can't baptize you. I have need to, he said, suffer it so to be. Okay. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Beautiful.
Isn't it right? As we say, if your brother, sister, so, is it right to say, well, I didn't realize, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, our portion always say, no, I didn't. How do you know? That's not what God gave us.
Beautiful.
That's not childlike. That's not being submissive. That is an enemy to God because it's not submissive.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, Pastor.
And it's all about not only the written word, but the spirit being submissive to what's right.
Beautiful.
And if you don't know what's right, is yet good to be submissive one to another until you straighten it out.
Mm-hmm.
But a carnal mind can't do that. It's going to fight first to prove their point. That's not the way you do that. The Lord did not try to fight to prove I didn't do anything.
Go ahead.
It says, as Christ hath
loved us
and hath given himself for us, what?
An offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor.
Walk in love as Christ has also loved us and hath given himself.
And have given himself.
That's what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the portion that was given us.
Yes.
But when the trial and test come, can we do it?
Right.
This is what God divides us.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
What?
But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints.
Not once named. And that's what goes on prevalent in the churches. Dating. All kind of just like the world.
Right,
Christian dating. That's not going on in God.
No.
When you talk about, well, listen, we keeping ourselves, we just married to God. All of a sudden, your pews get very thin in seating. We have to take the exits down from the door so they can't find a way to get out.
All right, cousin.
So, how did I get in here? Right. Don't worry about it. You sit down.
All right, cousin.
Where's that exit sign? That's not good, saints. Just because you try to say, well, we ain't fornicating over here, and don't come over here looking for a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever you call it.
That's
the dating game don't go on over here. We shut that down.
All right, Pastor.
He said, well, where's the exit sign I saw? Wasn't there that door I opened on the left when I came in? That door is gone. Okay, read.
Neither
filthiness, what?
Nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient,
what?
But rather giving of thanks.
That's foolish talking when you're bringing a point, someone says, well, no, you said so. No, you don't understand it. Back it, but it's foolishness. We shouldn't be like that. And you say, well, okay, I understand. Somebody got to say, you know what, okay. And just leave it off.
Yes.
Because it don't go when you're just going in circles.
Right.
That's foolish talking to say, well, so-and-so tried to do it. You don't have no proof of it. That's what God brought us from, that life.
Yes.
Gave us a new portion. I don't know. I don't know if they meant what they meant, but they just said they're not coming. Be more giving about it.
Yeah,
unless you got proof.
Yes.
That's the portion God gave us to be God-like and to walk in love like he gave it.
Yes.
Like he walked in love.
Yes.
Read.
For this ye know, that no whoremonger,
what?
Nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God.
Isn't that beautiful? Now God, even when he rose, he spoke the things pertaining to the kingdom, because that's our portion.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about, you see what they did to me?
Mm-hmm.
It was about our portion. And our portion is to be crucified. Mm-hmm. That is our portion.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4 and 7. Now, I know some out there said, no, it's called Thessalonicans. There's no C in that. 1 Thessalonians. Sometimes I use the wrong verbiage. Yeah, I say that. Okay. But I try to use the right verbiage. Try to talk with a little decency. Thessalonicans. Ain't no C nowhere in the Thessalonicans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, Pastor.
This is a teaching broadcast.
Yes, Pastor. That's beautiful, Pastor.
1 Thessalonians 4 and 7.
4 and 7. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness.
What?
But unto holiness.
That's our portion. God divided unto us his living because God was holy. So I don't care what you call yourself, if you're not holy, say this is the First Baptist Church of Holiness. You're really not Baptist, you're really not holy if you're gonna throw Baptist in there. You just messed it up. And many churches, they say we're Church of God in Christ and all these. What's that supposed to be? Is that a code word for holiness? It's supposed to have been. Assemblies of God supposed to have been. But when you look at the fruit, it ain't got to do with holiness.
Right, Pastor.
But when you get into the commandments,
all right.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting you. It converts you from one state to holiness. And that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. God called us unto holiness. What? He
therefore that despiseth not man.
So if you despise holiness, you're despising not man, not this church, not our ministry, but what?
But God.
You're despising God because God said, be therefore holy as your Father in heaven and holy. That's our portion.
Thank God.
So if you're holy, why would you want to be Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian? Why don't you want to call yourself anything but holiness?
Yes.
We're the church of God established in Jesus' name. His name is the Word.
Right.
His Word is holy. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
That's what we believe in, holiness.
Yes.
Who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. That's beautiful. So he said, I got the Holy Ghost. But you Catholic. You Seventh Day Adventist. You church not from the beginning, but latter day. It's a little different, huh? If you a saint, you just as holy as Moses was. And Moses ain't latter day.
Go ahead.
Moses is old school.
All right, all right.
Now, if you holy, how can you be latter day and God have always been? That's the oldest thing going is God. God is not a latter day God. He's the beginning and the ending. So why don't you say the church of the beginning and the ending? Don't say latter day because like, well, we ain't the saints of the first beginning. We're just latter day. These things are said because they don't know him.
Right.
And he said, you bash it. I'm just telling you what the scripture says. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. God has rejected them. That's what God said.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's go to, again, let's go to 1 Peter 1 and 13. Let's go there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I hope you all enjoying the scripture. Say, well, you know what? I think this scripture you're bringing is boring. Okay. Then you're talking about God because God gave the scripture. He inspired these scriptures. Said, well, the scripture ain't boring. You are, Pastor. Well, fine. I'm only reading the scripture. I may not be a great orator. I might not get there with you and all that stuff, but fine. He wasn't talking about the scripture. He was talking about a mountain that ain't in the scripture.
Okay.
That mountain he's talking about is any nursery you see.
Right.
Little boys, little girls all play together. You can see that in any playground.
Right.
Let alone a nursery.
All right.
I've been to that mountain.
All right.
Every day you pick up the kids, they're right there. They don't know nothing about no prejudiceness.
No.
Little boys, little girls. Okay.
All right, Pastor.
All of God's children. I got news for that. That ain't all of God's children. All those little boys you talk about, little girls, is the devil's children
exactly.
That must be born again
That's
to
right.
become God's children. Isn't that beautiful? 1 Peter 1 and 13. I hope I don't get no slack behind this.
Wherefore?
I don't want nobody to come after me saying, look, now what did you say? I'm going to say, go to the website. I ain't saying nothing. 1 and 13, what did it say? Don't come up and ask me what I say. I'm going to say, I'm going to give you the call letter. What's this call letter? Okay, come on. 1 and 13, what does it say?
Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
What?
Be sober and hope to the end for the grace that
Love that word grace. Mm-hmm. That comes from God's word, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Mm-hmm. They don't want to do, why don't you talk about the commandment part? We will talk about the grace, but not the commandment.
All right.
Let's talk about, that's like saying, I'm going to talk about the nut, but not the shell that's inside. Well, you buy the nuts. You can get them on shell too. Okay, cool, fine. But you got to talk about.
That's right.
If you want to talk about grace, talk about God. Grace is in God. Grace is in holiness, right?
It's beautiful, Pastor.
What?
And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you
what?
At the revelation
so,
of Jesus Christ.
Grace is coming when you get the real revelation of who God is. He's the Word. Jesus is the Word. That's where the grace is in there. When you really get the revelation of it. And not in a body that is gone. If you're still thinking about that natural blood and that body, there's no grace there unless you understand his word and you know him. Because it said, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar.
Right.
Hereby do we know that we know him. Now when you know him,
right.
There's a grace.
Yes,
it's beautiful. Talking about the word.
Yes.
That beautiful
yes,
read.
It's beautiful. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust
what?
In your ignorance.
So that's not our portion. We would have come from the former lust in our ignorance. What?
But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
All manner of conversation. As I say again, not just rattling off things that you don't understand or that you don't know that's true.
Yeah.
Saying things, as I said, I was talking to one today. Well, you know what I mean. And I want to say, well, you say you're a Christian. Why are you talking like that? What do you mean? I know what you mean. We left that conversation.
All right, Pastor.
As Deacon Feeney was telling me on yesterday, someone at work was saying they were a Christian or something, a Catholic or whatever. What was that word they used? We're on the broadcast. What's that word? I'm sure the broadcast is going on. You've heard these messages. Okay. What was that word you said? He something he said.
Oh, he said something about Jesus, Pastor. He was saying, tell the patient, give him Jesus.
Give him Jesus. She said, you don't take Jesus' name and use it like that, playing with
That's
it.
That's right.
Jesus' name is sacred.
Go ahead.
They got handles now, JC, all kind of, just water it down like it's something to play with.
Yes, Pastor.
Put JC on them. It's just like sometimes we go out to some of these vendors, they say, well, pray for me. Well, hallelujah, when you come in, playing games.
That's
Don't
right,
even want to answer them.
That's right.
Just ignorant.
It is.
The Lord is nothing to be played with, or that's vain.
Yes.
But because it is written, 16.
Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
That's what holiness is. In other words, you're reserved about how you talk about God. That's not being reserved. Everybody see, bless you. That's
you can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write MLS at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.